Teachers of Estes Hills walked by the students and parents who were cheering them on and saying thank you for all they do. Mayor Kleinschmidt told a group that stuck around after the teacher parade that he got a bit choked up looking on.
As a former teacher myself and someone who cares deeply about education, particularly that of our children here in Chapel Hill, it's very heartwarming and celebratory, and it's such a stark contrast to the way so many folks in North Carolina seem to be engaging with education today.
In 1921, the National Education Association and the American Legion came together to create the American Education Week after finding out that 25% of the country's World War I draftees were illiterate. PTA President Courtney Limerick says with the current need of support around education in the state, this was a good time to start an outward show of support.
The way things are in the state today, this was a great time to be able to show our appreciation through, you know, out the year instead of just on Teacher Appreciation Week.
Teacher Appreciation Week is May 6th through 10th this school year. Mayor Kleinschmidt adds that the amount of work is only going up while the financial and other support is dwindling.
These teachers haven't had a raise in 6 years. The support has been dwindling. Teachers' aides have been cut. They're working harder than they ever have before and are being rewarded less.
Estes Hills Principal Drew Ware says support from the Chapel Hill Carrboro City Schools District continues to be strong, but it's on the state level where he and others would like to see a change.
Certainly paying our teachers more, paying our staff more is incredibly important. It has an impact on students, but there are a number of other things that have a negative impact on students. Our district has done an amazing job of helping to kind of protect and build up around our students so they're getting the best education they possibly can.
American Education Week continues through Friday with Parents Day on Tuesday, Education Support Professionals Day Wednesday, Educator for a Day Thursday, and Substitute Educators Day on Friday. Rand Northam, 97.9 FM, WCHL.